News release. Governor Jared Polis. Advisory Committee to the Property Tax Administrator. The Advisory Committee to the Property Tax Administrator reviews and approves or disapproves manuals, appraisal procedures, and instructions prepared and published by the Property Tax Administrator. For a term expiring Sept. 1, 2025. Tyron Coleman of Alamosa, Colorado, to serve as a non-assessor from the Western Slope, occasioned by the resignation of Azrael Madrigal Chase of Alamosa, Colorado, appointed. Air Quality Enterprise Board. The Air Quality Enterprise collects fees from stationary sources to support a variety of services that inform fee-payer operations and facilitates dialogue between fee-payers and the community. The enterprise, through the department and contractors, conducts science-based, unbiased air quality modeling, monitoring, assessment, data analysis, and research, and provides emission mitigation services when sought by fee-payers. For a term expiring Jan. 1, 2024. Martha Rudolph of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the Air Quality Control Commission, occasioned by the resignation of Michael Ogletree of Thornton, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring Jan. 1, 2026. Garvin Heath of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the research community, reappointed. Christy Woodward of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a fee-payer representative, appointed. Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission investigates complaints and conducts hearings concerning alleged discrimination in employment, apprenticeship programs, on-the-job training, and vocational schools. The commission also investigates the existence of discriminatory or unfair employment practices by a person, employment agency, labor organization, or vocational school. It is also charged with the promotion of goodwill and cooperation among various racial, religious, and ethnic groups in the state. Effective March 14, 2023 for terms expiring March 13, 2027. Sergio Cordova of Littleton, Colorado, to serve as a representative of an employee association, reappointed. Daniel Ward of Centennial, Colorado, to serve as a majority owner of a business with 5 to 50 employees, reappointed. Geta Asfew of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, to serve as a majority owner of a business with more than 50 employees, appointed. Colorado HIV Alliance for Prevention, Care, and Treatment. To promote effective HIV, AIDS prevention, care and treatment programs, the HIV Alliance for Prevention, Care, and Treatment shall advise, inform and closely consult with CDPHE with regard to issues, trends, needs, policy, and resources pertaining to HIV, AIDS throughout the state of Colorado. For a term expiring Feb. 27, 2024. Dominique Ramirez of Longmont, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of Matthew Bennett of Arvada, Colorado, appointed for terms expiring Feb. 27, 2026. Kristen Menz of La Junta, Colorado, reappointed. Carrie Perry of Littleton, Colorado, reappointed. Christina Sun, Ph.D., of Denver, Colorado, appointed. Colorado Podiatry Board. The Colorado Podiatry Board conducts examinations and institutes hearings to revoke, suspend, deny, or reissue licenses to podiatrists. For a term expiring March 17, 2027. Drive. Christine Hoffman, DPM, FACFAS of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a podiatrist, reappointed. Court Security Cash Fund Commission. The Court Security Cash Fund Commission shall provide supplemental funding for ongoing security for the state court facilities in various capacities, staffing, equipment, training, etc. Although the responsibility for providing security for state court facilities lies with the county governments, the current variation in funds available per county may not allow for proper security measures to be met in each county without the support of the commission. For a term expiring July 1, 2024. Sheriff Tyler Brown of Centennial, Colorado, to serve as a representative of an association that represents county sheriffs who are recommended by the association and with a county population below the median, occasioned by the resignation of Sheriff Shannon Keith Byerly of Westcliff, Colorado, appointed. Employee Ownership Commission. The Employee Ownership Office establishes a network of technical support and service providers for businesses considering employee ownership models. The commission consists of experts who are invested in helping Colorado become a leader for employee ownership. For a term expiring June 15, 2023. Allison Clark of Boulder, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of Daniel Hobbs of Avondale, Colorado, appointed. Executive Clemency Advisory Board. The Executive Clemency Advisory Board is to make advisory recommendations for executive clemency to the governor. This includes advising the governor on the screening of applications for persons who are requesting or petitioning the governor for commutation of sentence or pardon. For a term expiring October 17, 2023, Dr. Timothy Tyler of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member at large, occasioned by the resignation of Tisra Firestone Friedman of Longmont, Colorado, appointed. For a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor. Moses Andre Stancil of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as the executive director of the Department of Corrections, appointed. Governor's Commission on Community Service. The Governor's Commission on Community Service shall recommend to the Governor a comprehensive national and community service plan for the state that is developed through an open and public process and updated annually. The plan shall address the state's needs in the areas of school safety, preventing youth violence, literacy and mentoring for disadvantaged youth. The Commission also administers funds received from the Corporation on National and Community Service. For a term expiring August 24, 2025. Patrice Hawkins of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative with knowledge of community service, appointed. Judicial Performance Commissions. There are 23 Judicial Performance Commissions serving the state of Colorado, one state commission and 22 district commissions. The state commission evaluates the performance of Supreme Court justices and Court of Appeals judges, and the district commissions evaluate district court and county court judges. Commissioners evaluate judges during two different cycles, retention and interim. 17th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission. For a term expiring November 30, 2026. Sarah Hamidi of Thornton, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, occasioned the resignation of Nikki Jo Johnson of Westminster, Colorado, appointed. Medicaid Provider Rate Review Committee. The Medicaid Provider Rate Review Advisory Committee is to assist the State Department in the review of the provider rate reimbursements under the Colorado Medical Assistance Act. The committee shall review provider rates and recommend to the State Department and to the Joint Budget Committee any changes to the process of reviewing provider rates, including measures to increase access to the process, such as by providing for electronic comments by providers and the public. For terms expiring January 1, 2027, Kimberly Kretsch of Superior, Colorado, to serve as a member with expertise in implementation of state and federal Medicaid rules, regulations, and guidance, appointed. Venita Jenkins of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member with expertise in provider finance, appointed. Megan Adamson of Lafayette, Colorado, to serve as a member with expertise in service delivery to eligible populations, appointed. Middle Income Housing Authority. In order to solve for the acute shortage of affordable middle-income housing, the Middle Income Housing Authority will robustly increase the supply of affordable middle-income housing by raising large amounts of private sector capital to finance projects that can be placed into service quickly and efficiently. The authority will be able to place projects into service quickly and efficiently because it will rely on the expertise of local governments, nonprofit organizations, and experienced real estate industry professionals to identify, propose, develop, and operate its projects. For a term expiring September 1, 2024. Stephanie Gonzalez of Granada, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of Wayne Vaden of Denver, Colorado, appointed Minority Business Advisory Council. The Minority Business Advisory Council provides a public forum at which the perspective of minority businesses is brought to the attention of the state and makes recommendations for regulatory changes needed at all levels of government to encourage the initiation, stability, and growth of minority businesses in Colorado. For terms expiring Jan. 31, 2026. Chanbotra Tony Oum of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of minority business, appointed Jamie Lujan of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a minority business, appointed Jonathan Chavez Ramers of Henderson, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a minority business, appointed Yung Kim of Englewood, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a minority business, appointed Simone Renee Williams of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a minority business, appointed Real Estate Commission. The Real Estate Commission regulates the licensing and conduct of real estate brokers and salespeople and pre-owned home warranty service companies. Effective April 12, 2023 for a term expiring April 12, 2026. Renee Lind, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a real estate broker with significant experience in property management, reappointed. State Agricultural Commission. The State Agricultural Commission formulates policy with respect to the management of the Department of Agriculture. The Commission also advises and makes recommendations to the Governor and General Assembly. For a term expiring March 1, 2027. Catherine Bedell of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a member at large, reappointed. Colleen Pepler of Platteville, Colorado, to serve as a member at large, reappointed. Elena Miller Terkuil of Lahara, Colorado, to serve as a member of Agricultural District 3, appointed. Harrison Top of Hotchkiss, Colorado, to serve as a member of Agricultural District 4, appointed. Jeffrey McCullough of Monte Vista, Colorado, to serve as a member of Agricultural District 3, appointed. State Board of Human Services. The State Board of Human Services adopts policies, rules and regulations for the administration of the Department of Human Services. The board also adopts rules and regulations concerning foster care and adoption procedures, mental health programs, alcohol and drug abuse programs and developmental disabilities programs. For terms expiring March 1, 2027, Dr. Elizabeth Loudermilk of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of behavioral health, appointed Kay Cowling of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a public member, appointed State Housing Board. The State Housing Board works to establish uniform construction and maintenance standards for hotels, motels, multiple dwellings, and factory-built housing. The board also develops for submission to the General Assembly and units of local government recommendations for uniform housing standards and building codes. For a term expiring Jan. 31, 2027, Anthea Teresa Martin of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the 1st Congressional District and as a member of the Democratic Political Party, reappointed. Monique Terpstra of MAC, Colorado, to serve as a member of an advocacy group for persons with disabilities, member of the 3rd Congressional District, and as a member of the No Labels Political Party, appointed. Nancy Jackson, Ph.D., of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a member of the 6th Congressional District and as a member of the Democratic Political Party, appointed. Water Quality Control Commission. The Water Quality Control Commission is responsible for developing and maintaining a comprehensive and effective program for prevention, control and abatement of water pollution of the waters throughout the state. For terms expiring February 15, 2026, Nicole Poncelet Johnson of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a member at large, appointed. Charles Michael Weber of La Junta, Colorado, to serve as a member at large, reappointed. Sonia Chavez of Gunnison, Colorado, to serve as a member from west of the Continental Divide, reappointed. Western Interstate Compact on Higher Education. The Western Interstate Compact on Higher Education is composed of 3 members each from 13 Western states. The Commission studies the needs of professional and graduate educational facilities in this region, the resources for meeting such needs and the long-range effects of the Commission's findings on higher education. Each state's commissioners submit a report to their governor and General Assembly. For terms expiring March 28, 2027, Dr. Angie Pacchioni of Littleton, Colorado, to serve as an educator engaged in the field of higher education, reappointed. Richard James Chavez of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, reappointed.